Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but it's how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. Today, we are going to talk about how to run your church like a business. Before you pick up stones to stone me, let me explain. Before we do, I want to go through a few things. First of all, don't forget the business plan contest is coming to a close. Make sure you're being diligent finishing those up and sending them to me. You have until March 31st to get those to me at midnight. You can send me a link. You can send me an attachment. If you have any questions about it, you can see the official rules in the show notes. You can also reach out to me. You can find me at matthowtobuildatent.com. You can find us on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Appreciate a follow, a share, a like, a heart, depending on what platform you're on. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, YouTube. We're just starting that YouTube channel where we're posting the video of these shows. If you have not already, please go over there and subscribe. That would just be a real blessing to me. And again, if you have any questions about any of the show topics we're talking about, anything you would like me to cover, feel free to reach out to me. I love hearing from you guys, not only because it's just a blessing for me, but then I can get to know you guys and where you're at in your lives, and I start to kind of adjust the show to, you know, to help you, to bless you, because that's what this is about. This isn't for me. I'm not making money off of this, really. So I just love to help you guys out wherever you are in your stage of life. So if you want to reach out to me, just let me know kind of where you're at, what you're doing. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to talk with you, as a lot of you know who have reached out to me. And I wanted to talk about this subject today because there's a lot of pastors that actually listen to the show too. And I was trying to think of ways that we can apply business principles to being good stewards with our money. And I think there are some ways that we can improve and think about things. And I've had a lot of experiences with mentors and things like that that we can build off of and use examples to see how we can further the kingdom with the resources God has given to us, opposed to just letting it sit in a savings account and hoping that just tithe money comes in. But we'll get to that in a second. We are also part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, become a member, put in HTBT, just like it says in this mug that I'm holding to the camera, and you'll get a free mug just like this. It's a really nice 15-ounce mug, so it's super large. You can get extra coffee in it for those slow-starting mornings. You also get tons of other great benefits. There's so much good content on there. And beyond that, as a lot of you know, you are coming alongside of us and being part of what the Lord is doing and growing this network, adding shows constantly, adding new hosts, and just having great guests. We have such great conversations. Man, the Shepherd's Conference Q&A episode Cross Politics did was such a blessing. And that show just blew up. So many people are watching that. And when you subscribe and become a member, you're helping making this possible. You really are. It's not just something we say, but you really are being used by God, coming alongside of us and supporting us, because we couldn't do it without you. So prayerfully consider becoming a member. Don't forget to get that mug by putting HTBT in the memo, and you will be blessed. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, that's right. Just kind of on a side note, this really isn't like a show topic, so I just wanted to throw this in here. I was talking with a good friend of mine. In fact, he always gives me crap about how ungroomed my beard is, but I'm just not that guy who's gonna like try to tighten it up and make it look like all crisp. I'm not a crisp kind of guy. But I was talking to him about his investments, and he was talking to me about his portfolio and his gains and losses and dollar amounts, and just kind of a little tweak I gave him as advice, and I want to give this to you as advice as well, is don't think of your portfolio increases and decreases, gains and losses, based on dollar amount, but by percentage. And that does two things. One, it kind of does a little mental switch where you're not so much thinking of it in cash, and it kind of detaches the emotion of losses and gains from that, but you're thinking of percentages. And that just helps make more rational decisions, in my opinion, when you're not thinking about how much money you could gain or how much money you could lose. Like there's this last couple of weeks, I had one day, I took a big dip in my portfolio, but then the subsequent days, I gained it all back threefold. If I would have lost my nerve and realized how much money I lost in that dip, I would have missed out on 3x growth from the point before the dip. But because I was rational, I thought through where I was at. I remembered that I was investing in quality companies. I didn't really get scared, and those losses didn't really hit me in the gut. So I was able to recognize and realize those gains. And one of the reasons is because I'm not thinking of it necessarily as cash, but as a percentage of growth. And this is important too, if you're just starting out, getting a feel of investing. Maybe you invested in that Robinhood app that I told you to a while back, and you're just getting a feel for how the stock market works, how companies trade day to day, and how their value goes up and down, and good companies and bad companies, and how they perform. And you're seeing your portfolio, maybe it's like $100, and maybe you gain 5%. But I mean, $100, 5%, $5, that doesn't really mean anything. But when you look at it as a percentage, then you can start to see, wow, I made 5% on my investment. And that's really good, even though it's $5, because then you can start realizing, okay, if I put in now $1,000 and I make 5%, how much is that? And $1,000,000, and going for, not that everyone has $1,000,000, but then when you're thinking of it in percentage terms, as you're adding money to the portfolio, it just makes more sense. For one person, losing $5 or gaining $5 isn't significant, but if you only have like a $10 in your portfolio, you gain 50%. That's a big deal, opposed to someone who has $1,000,000 in their portfolio. So think of it from a percentage perspective. All right, let's really get into the show the topics that I want to talk about. And I'm really excited about this, because a lot of you know, maybe a lot of you don't know, but I've talked about before how one of my mentors was Chuck Smith, Calvary Chapel. And some of you are like, oh my gosh, that guy's a heretic. And you're like the reformed post-mill guys. No, I'm just kidding. You don't think that. But he was just really well known for conveying complex topics very simply. And he started the Calvary Chapel movement, and tons of churches were planted because of him. But also, on top of that, radio stations, retreats, colleges, tons of other things that he's less known for, he built. One of the reasons he was able to do that is because he was one of the best businessmen I know. I would be in his office, and this was later in his life when he was older, and he was just so sharp. He was an incredibly brilliant guy. I don't know if you realize how much goes into taking complex topics and making them simple and understandable, but the intelligence to convert that to a simplistic thing that people can understand and consume takes a lot of intellectual capacity. Not only you have to master the subject, but then you have to be able to put yourself in other people's shoes and communicate that in a way that they understand. That is just brilliance. When you can find people that can convey complex topics in simple, consumable units to understand, obviously it's not me, just said units, those people are really smart. But he was one of those guys. And he would just impress me all the time. He would have a lawyer call him on the phone. We'd be in the middle of a conversation, pick up and be like sharp, right on the point, know exactly what's going on, have decisive actions to be given to the people on the phone. And he was just phenomenal at that. And he ran the church as some of the best businesses are run. Again, he had hundreds of millions of dollars in assets that Calvary grew into. And if you know Calvary at all, they're not like the Benny Hinn's, Joel Osteen's, give me money and God will bless you. No, they taught the word biblically. They weren't he wasn't a prosperity gospel guy. And most of the people of the Calvary's, they're not prosperity gospel preachers either. But he was still able to grow what God gave him into successful spinoffs. And I want that for you guys too. Not that it's about growing your money and you shouldn't be using your churches with that in mind. I'm not talking about preaching to get people to tithe more to you, to grow revenue like a business would. I'm not telling you to like focus on growing your church congregation. I mean, if you have a congregation of 20 people and that's what God has called you to, praise God. Like, those congregations are intimate. They have such a great blessing attached to them. I'm not trying to say we need to grow all of our churches to mega churches. That's not what I want to talk about at all today. But what I want to focus on is, what can we do in ministry? What can you do as a pastor, or what can you do as a deacon, an elder, or just a church member or attendee if you don't have membership at your church? Like, what can you do to help create value and benefit to the church and the resources that God has given you? Like, what can you do? Because we've talked about before how when you just set your money in a savings account, it doesn't matter if it's your personal account or your organization, like a church or some other nonprofit, is you're losing money because you're never getting the interest back at a rate that's higher than inflation. Inflation's always higher, which is a tax on your savings. That's what inflation is. It's a tax on your savings. So you're losing money when you just sit it there. Yes, it's secure, but it's securely losing value. And I just wonder, and again, I'm not trying to approach this from a theological perspective where I'm telling you what God wants you to do with your money. I don't know. I want you to pray about it and talk to God about it yourself. But I just don't see God as that, like, oh, you need to make sure you just store up my money and keep it safe and don't do anything and don't trust me with it and don't try to do things for the kingdom. I see him as someone who will want you to take leaps of faith with everything you have, not just your money, but all of the possessions you have. And that was one of the things that Chuck did so well. I mean, like, he had radio centers. He had a castle in Austria. I mean, not him personally, but his the Calvary Chapel organization. They had a retreat center for all of the Calvary Chapel pastors in Europe. And they'd use that as a retreat center for refreshment and to motivate and have speakers come. And it was just used in such an amazing way. And like K-Wave, the radio station, was used in such amazing ways. And you can do that too, even with a church of 100 people. And I just want to go through some of these ideas, because if you think about like the cult, the Mormon church, they do an amazing thing. They have a holding company. This is something that you may want to talk to a tax advisor or a CFO about, or a CPA, an accountant, of how you can structure this. But they have a holding company where they have a bunch of investments that their church goes through that they buy for-profit companies, and they make money off them. They hold tons of stock in a different company that you might not be aware of. But they do a great job of that, and there's no reason we can't do the same things. And I was just thinking through some of the ideas that we can do, and starting with some of the things that Chuck did that I thought was great. And you may not have the resources to start a radio station and to pay for airtime, but we live in a whole different era where you could have a podcast for your church. You could build a studio and host a podcast. And this will do a number of different things. Because one, it'll allow you to be able to reach more people, because you'll be able to put the message on, or what, not just the sermons, but any like message that you feel like God wants you to share online. And also, for a small investment, I mean, you can get a pretty good studio from what I hear for $10,000, maybe even a little less. But then you could start using that to reach out to the community and offer it to rent out for other people who want to record in a studio as well. And it could become a place where people come and record. They can do record music if they want to put out some worship music on Spotify or iTunes, or have their own CD. You can have Christian bands come in. And it could be just a great resource and a way to invest that money to further the kingdom. So something as simple as that. Maybe it's buying a bed and breakfast house and having it a place where people can come and get served and get ministered and get refreshed, hear the word of God, and just have a time of fellowship with other people. And maybe it's a house, maybe it's a whole community. There's another one of the guys I love, John Corson, up in Oregon. He has this whole retreat center up there that his church ministers to. And you can go up there. It's like $10 a day. You can't have electronics. From what I remember, it's been a long time since I've been up there. But it was just a great time where it's just dedicated to you getting away into the wilderness and praying and seeking God. And it was like some of the best food you ever had. There was just a great time. You lived in a tent. Like, it was like just totally like what the camping scene is like. So that could be another option as well. And another idea that I actually really want to do, and if you are a developer who can code and build apps, I would love for you to reach out to me on this. And it's something I don't want to do necessarily to make money, but I think this would be just a great way that we can fight for our Christian values in the pro-life movement, is create an app where organizations can sign up, where pro-life organizations can sign up, churches can sign up, and it can be a place where there's direct needs that are kind of, that will be met. And you think of it like the crowdfunding sites that are out there where it's like somebody just lost a loved one and they need to be supported. Can you go to this site and donate that money? But I think it'd be really cool if we could build a platform, an app, where pro-life organizations that are in the trenches that are helping people that maybe they have a mom who's thinking about abortion or not an abortion, be able to just quickly put up their story and put their needs, what they need. Maybe they need clothes, maybe they need diapers, maybe they need a place to stay, maybe they need some money, and they can just post it, and then it can be shot out to a whole bunch of churches that will commit to passing it along to their members, and people can donate money and resources and to a specific person. And instead of having to donate to an organization and kind of just this ambiguous, well, I hope it goes to a certain amount of people, but being able to tie it into specific people on demand. So instead of having to commit to, you know, giving $10 a month or whatever, but just being able to send out blast notifications to a whole organization, a whole church organization, a whole pro-life organization where people can just chip in a couple bucks just on demand and then see the people that they're actually helping and have the money go to them. I think that would be an amazing pro-life tool that we can use that can help support these pro-life organizations that are always looking for ways to raise money. And I think it'd be a great, it's kind of like a new way of doing a world vision, right? Where you have a picture of a guy or a girl that you're supporting and you get updates and letters. But this could be like instant where like, hey, please don't abort your baby. Look, we can get you resources right now. And they can show them the app, you can set it up, and they can get funds like posted immediately. I think building something like that could be a great way for us to support people that choose life, that choose to not kill their babies. And churches can be part of that too and share with their members. And there's so many things like this that could be beneficial. So if you are a developer who would be interested in just helping with that, donating your time to be building something like that, if you think that's interesting, or if you want to just do it on your own, you don't need me, and do it with your church, that could be a great resource as well. And be thinking about other things that you can do. Those are just some examples that I used or that I thought of off the top of my head when thinking about this. But there's, you know, your community, you know what needs are can be met. And be thinking about ways that you can use the money, the resources that you have. Maybe it's a building. Maybe it's just a lot. Maybe it's a whole host of things that you could be doing, the taking steps of faith with that money that's just sitting in a savings account with those resources that aren't being used, where you could be a blessing. I really love that studio idea, not just because I'm a podcaster, but how cool would it be to be able to just take some of that money and put it in a podcast and be able to use it for your own uses and be able to preach the gospel and put it online, put it on the internet, put it on Facebook, put it on the social media sites, and have a resource for people, but also like being able to bring in people and help others that maybe have a beautiful voice blessed by God, but don't have the money to make a CD, or they have a gift to talk about politics, or they have a gift to talk about cooking, and they can use it to share the gospel as well, then you're giving them the asset, the capital, to convert that to something that can be a blessing for tons of people. Having this podcast, I'm talking to thousands and thousands of people. I never thought I would be able or have the opportunity to do this. And just doing something like, I mean, $10,000, depending on your situation, could be a lot of money. Maybe you just take a special offering or something. But that's not that much money. I mean, I'm sure there's rich people in your congregation that could put down a $10,000 check. And just have a dedicated room for that or a dedicated space for that. I mean, there's a lot of awesome things that you can do. And there's so many other technologies that can be used as well that you should be thinking about. All right, well, I hope that gives you some ideas, that it's and spurs you on to be thinking and gives you some time to like get your brain going. If you have any questions, thoughts, you want to reach out to me, if you're a programmer and you're kind of interested in that app idea, let me know. I would love to build something like that and then just to reach out to churches to get them signed up. I think that is something that amazing the church can come together on, and it could just be a really great thing. You can email me, matthowtobuild10.com. Find me on the social media sites. I'm really good usually at getting back to you. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.